about it. Let's talk about it. Gotta have respect and transparency, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Go find your truth and prosperity, so let's talk.
J, woo! I know it has been such a long time since I've done a podcast. As many of you know, I had a baby last year, and upon having her, I took some time away, actually from podcasting and from my business. And so needless to say, I have been in transition. I went from working full-time hours to pretty much just working PRN hours. So I am a stay-at-home mom during the week, and then I go to work on the weekends. So this last year has been a transition, I would say, in every area of my life, not just here on the home front, as a wife and as a new mom, but also spiritually. And so that's why this podcast episode is called The Transition, because I have transitioned. I'm still in transition. And part of that includes the direction of my business and my podcasting. So when I first started this journey a couple years ago, I always knew in my hearts of hearts, and I truly believe this, that only what you do for God will last. And I wanted to come on the podcast and just have transparent conversations in a judge-free environment, which I still desire to do. But I was very kind of strategic and very kind of tiptoed around making it spiritual focus, if you will, or, you know, let me just be blunt. You know, about God, I made no apologies for saying that I'm definitely a woman of faith. If you listen to previous podcasts, you will hear me say that. But the transition is simply this, y'all. Let me just make it clear. God told me within the last few months that I am to be a kingdom mindset coach. And so basically what that's going to look like is using the word of God as a foundation to shift lives, to shift our daily outcomes in life. God also told me that my target audience is going to be kingdom-minded women. So that's women who believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins and they are choosing to walk with Christ. No, I am not a minister. No, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I am a believer. And so I'm going to be coming from that standpoint. Okay. I believe that there are five areas that God really cares about that aligns with that verse that you hear a lot of people say, that God came or Jesus came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And so I call it the five cares of Christ. And so in transition with my business, those are the five areas that I'm going to be focusing on, and my packages will align as such. That is still in the works. But for right now, God has told me to hit the ground running with a focus group for Kingdom Stay-at-Home Moms. And it's going to be called the Kingdom Stay-at-Home Mom Circle. And I will also have an inner circle. And so I'm excited to announce that starting tomorrow, we're going to be having a virtual group for the Kingdom Stay-at-Home Moms Circle at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll only be for 30 minutes. And so I would love for any stay-at-home moms who are out there who are in alignment with this transition that I am on, okay? Because I'm still in transition, y'all. And I'm really am just allowing God, I'm committing this thing to God, and I'm really allowing him to establish my steps. I'm like totally dependent on him for for this. So if you are any stay-at-home moms out there listening to this podcast right now and you want to join me tomorrow, if you will email me at lifehappenspco@gmail.com, or you can message me directly on social media at Talking, and y'all know that's T-A-L-K-I-N with Vicky, and that's the letter J. And I will send you the link to join me tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time sharp. Now, look, let me tell y'all, okay, because let's just keep it real. We is all busy out here, right? We're going to start sharply at 6 and going to try to end sharply at 6:30. Be the Lord will. But I would really love for you to join me because it's really going to be a space where us stay-at-home moms can get together and really just have a place where we can talk about our cares, maybe our fears, our inspirations. You know, it's a sister friends kind of circle, if you will. And I'm calling it a circle. And I know that on social media, everybody, you know, a lot of people have inner circles, but when you really think about a circle, it's continuous, right? And so though God has charged me with being the catalyst for this group, it really is going to be all of us. It's going to be our circle. It's not going to be the Vicky J circle. It's going to be the kingdom's stay-at-home mom circle, okay? So I'm excited for you to join me tomorrow. I'm excited for kingdom-minded women to be connected with me on this journey. Now, you might be saying, but Vicky, what about organizing? What about that piece? So here it is. I'm still waiting on God to give me direction on that. He said the focus is shifting to being a kingdom mindset life coach. He told me to do this kingdom stay-at-home mom circle and then also do an inner circle. And he says start with that. And so that's what we doing. We walking and rolling with that. Okay, y'all. So I hope that y'all have a lovely day. And y'all know, please don't forget to tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your friend, and your frenemies, okay, to listen, join, and share if you feel so inclined to do. I am your girl, Vicky J. Y'all be blessed.